And there's a book, John Gardner wrote this book called The Hypomanic Edge, in which Christopher Columbus and Ted Turner and Steve Jobs and all these business minds have this edge to compete. A different book was written not too long ago in the mid-90s called Touch with Fire by K. Redfield Jameson, in which it was looked at in a creative sense, in which Mozart and Beethoven and Van Gogh all had this manic depression that they were suffering with. Some of them committed suicide, so it wasn't all the good side of the illness. Now, recently, there's been development in this field, and there was an article written in the New York Times, September 2010, that stated, just be manic enough, in which investors were looking for entrepreneurs that had this kind of spectrum, if you know what I'm talking about. Not maybe full bipolar, but they were in the bipolar spectrum. Where on one side, maybe you think you're Jesus. And on the other side, maybe they just make you a lot of money. Your call. And everyone's somewhere in the middle. So maybe, you know, there's no such thing as crazy. And being diagnosed with a mental illness doesn't mean you're crazy. But maybe it just means you're more sensitive to what most people can't see or feel. Maybe. No one's really crazy, but everyone is just a little bit mad. How much depends on where you fall on the spectrum. How much depends on how lucky you are. Thank you.